I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Pirbright's 10 million factory came directly under suspicion as far as I was concerned. After a couple of mishits, as it were, I found myself impersonating an envoy of a foreign power. In my interview with old Edmund Pirbright, I learned much. He'd accepted a contract for £100,000 for precision bits of a war weapon. As I'd already purloined his plans and specifications, they didn't arrive. And his friend, the enemy, as represented by myself, asked for a rebate of £50,000. My hat! How I cherished the check he wrote. Then we visited the special workshops, and having learned all I could, I just smacked him down.
Sorry to punch an old guy like you, Pirbright, but I've got to do it. I must have a moment to myself among these very lovely pieces of machinery. Now, a piece of cable here, then to this light socket, now the gelignite, and the detonators. So, one here, I think, one there, and last of all, one here. Now, let's make sure I'm connected. Yes, a good job. Come on, Father, snap out of it. I'm carrying you back to your flat. Oopsie-daisy.
Come in, but I'm busy. No time to talk much.
Now, isn't that just wonderful? I've just knocked Pirbright out, got a fireman's lift on him, and he politely, more or less, says, come in. I don't get it. Or do I?
What the devil's the delay? Come in!
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Thank you.
Must put the body down.
Well, who are you? What do you want?
Good evening, Mr. Pirbright. Permit me just to mention, I am from Budapest.
Budapest?
Exactly. Excuse me, I find so much light a little trite. You see, we are far from satisfied, and thus I have, at considerable inconvenience, come over to find out why our specifications and drawings are not forthcoming.
Oh, they will be sent, have no fear. In fact, they're all prepared. I had them in this desk at the moment.
Get them. I will return with them.
No reason at all why you shouldn't. They're just here in this secret drawer. Good heavens. Confounded, they're not here. Good Lord, stolen. Just wait. Perhaps our chief draftsman has already forwarded them.
Nonsense, Mr. Pirbright. I know they have been stolen.
Nonsense, how could you know?
Because, my dear Pirbright, I took an opportunity that offered and purloined them myself.
You... Oh, well, that's most happy, isn't it, eh? Yeah, they're in the right hands, what?
You never said a truer word, my dear Mr. Pirbright. They are in the right hands. Oh, and talking of hands, I was informed you'd had quite an accident. Caught in some machinery, they tell me.
Oh, rubbish. Just a nasty door jam. Nothing to worry about.
I'm so glad. You also had collected a black eye as well, I was informed.
Your informant was being ridiculous. I have not a black eye.
And even in this dim light, I can see that. Now, let us probe further into the affairs of Mr. Pirbright, who has smashed fingers and a black eye.
Oh, I am utterly at a loss.
But not for long, I hope. Permit me to open the door.
What are you going to do?
Open the door. Didn't you hear me? So, he's only a little man like yourself. How very like. But I think I can drag him in. Now, Mr. Pirbright, allow me to introduce you to Mr. Pirbright.
God in Himmel!
Ha-ha! Didn't someone once say, his speech bewrayeth him? So, Pirbright, you are a German. Correct me if I'm wrong. Pirbright is two Germans, identical twins.
Heinrich! Heinrich! Pull yourself together! Come! Speak to me! Ah! He's dead. You have killed him.
Oh, not a bit of it. He's unconscious. A smack on the temple, I fear. And, mark you, a rapidly blackening eye. Thus, just to balance the ledger, Mr. Verbright has crushed fingers and also a black eye. Remarkable.
You are not an emissary from Budapest?
No. Just a patriotic fool of an Englishman who's tumbled onto your little double cross. The double identity of Mr. Purbright.
My friend, beware. You have, as you say, tumbled on a very precious secret. It must mean only one thing.
Yes?
Death.
Rubbish. Just now I said two of you. Somehow that dual identity, those double identities have built up in this country a grand and well-respected organization. It has done great work for this country.
And do you think we are going to allow an independent interloper like yourself to ruin that organization?
Let me finish. Why, having achieved so much, do you make a deal with rats?
You are guessing.
No. Look, turn your desk lamp onto this picture. There, my fine friend, is your good self in conference with enemies of my country. You, or this unconscious twin of yours...
Where did you get this?
It was printed in a foreign paper. I collected it at the time I collected the plans and specifications.
You know too much, my friend. You will not get out of here alive to tell your tale.
How's that?
One touch of my finger on this button here will set the whole alarm system of these works in action. And how do you like that, my friend?
I do not care for it a bit. Because one touch on that button will do a devil of a lot more than that.
What do you mean?
Just what I say. Now... Come away from that button.
Why should I? You are an interloper, a confessed burglar. This alarm will bring police and guards in a matter of minutes.
Just excuse me a moment while I turn my back. Now.
The mask. Who are you? You're not an old man.
Quite right, Purbright. I'm not a gentleman old man at all. And I'm warning you to stay put. Touch that button and you'll be very, very sorry. You threatened me with death just now. Let me tell you that death is on your heels now. So near, my friend. Gosh, how near. Now, I've had enough. Kindly come with me to your door and bid me a fond farewell.
I will do no such thing.
You will?
Now.
Oh, my heaven. Don't. Don't, you're strangling me.
How very true. Are you going to see me off?
Yes.
The safe way, mind you. And no shenanigans, no electric tricks.
Oh, all right. All right. But what of our secret? My brother's and mine.
It's safe with me as long as the firm of Purbright continues British manufacture for the British and not for the enemies of Britain.
All right. It's a bargain.
I wonder, can I trust you?
Yes, you may. Now you are safe. There are no traps. Please go.
Thank you. Well, that's that. But the old fox didn't show me out of the last gate. He's up to something, I'll be bound. My hat! He's maybe gone back to start up that alarm. God help him if he has. Yes, the darn old fool! Once again, I must, from later reports, try to reconstruct a scene that took place between two old friends of mine, Cardigan of the security branch and Inspector Ford.
So Fletcher gave you those specifications and drawings?
He did. We've had the wording transcribed into English, and my hat, we've just been saved from a very dangerous piece of espionage and treachery, thanks to the said Fletcher. Make his name and everything, the designer himself, were on the plans. Guess who?
I don't want to guess. It was Purbright's.
A staunch British firm, we thought.
Manufacturing enemy weapons in one wing.
That wing was blown sky high.
Any idea where Fletcher is now?
No, I rang up his flat several times. He's apparently away.
Oh, is he?
You know, Ford, when he came to see me, he said a very remarkable thing.
Oh, he did he?
Yes. He said he knew how to communicate with this Grey Goose chappie.
What?
Yes, and that he was certain the Grey Goose would do something about those plans and whatnots.
So he said that.
What are you thinking?
Eh? Oh. No, nothing much. Anything else?
Oh, yes. We received an envelope this morning containing this. Check for 50,000. Bearer, cash payment on demand... Edmund Purbright.
There's a letter, too. It says,
please hand to United Nations to be devoted to the orphans of the last war.
Go on, Cardigan. There's more, I'm certain.
Yes. It's signed, The Grey Goose.
Lay you 10-1, there's a feather in the envelope.
Right. By Jove, yes. Very ordinary looking thing.
Ordinary? It's a damn Grey Goose feather.
Now then, Rowley, explain everything.
Oh, it's easy. A piece of cake, really. Purbright was of foreign extraction and had a twin. Actually, they were so identical, no one could possibly separate them. Then they went wrong. Cupidity led them into making stuff for overseas enemies at huge profits.
How did you get on to the double business?
I made inquiries and learned that Purbright was never known to leave the scene of his labors. Yet I came across a picture of him taken in Budapest.
Proof enough.
But more. When I was pretending to be an electrician, I, quite by accident, slammed the door on his fingers. A really bad crush it was. 1 hour later, I met him in the workshop yard, and he didn't register when I asked him how his hand was. I noticed it wasn't even bound up.
And the explosion, so timely?
Well, he caused that himself.
Really?
In a way, yes. I'd wired that enemy wing, as I call it, to the electric circuit, meaning to blow it myself at a convenient moment and destroy the special machine tools.
Well, how did it happen otherwise?
He escorted me off the premises after assuring me he would not press a certain button which would sound the factory alarm.
And he did.
He did, and so set off the general circuit, which, as I designed, blew his enemy wing to bits. Also, himself and his twin.
Just like that?
Yes, just like that.
Have a drink, Rowley?
Hmm? Yes, of course.
Drink to this. So perish all traitors.
By Jove, yes. So perish all traitors.
And with that achievement to his credit, and a gift of £50,000 to the children of the United Nations, we would think Roland Fletcher would cease his relentless crusade. But no, there is more excitement yet in store for the Grey Goose.